You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The Lutheran Hour presents a message by Pastor Ken Klaus. Now here is Pastor Klaus.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Judgment Day is coming. That may be the world's judgment day. It may be our personal judgment day. It makes little difference. Judgment Day is coming. When it arrives, will you be ready? Will you be prepared? The open and empty tomb of the Savior tells us that believers in the Christ need not be afraid. The companionship of the living Lord saves us as, in faith, we stand firm until the end. Today we're speaking about Judgment Day. I don't know any topic that makes people sit up faster and listen closer than the subject of Judgment Day. It's only natural. People, Christians and non-Christians alike, have always wanted to be prepared for the unknown tomorrow. So they might be prepared. The ancient Greeks made a pilgrimage to the Oracle at Delphi and then tried to understand her cryptic and poetic prophecies. So they might be prepared. The Romans read the entrails of sacrificed animals. So they might be prepared. People today call the psychic hotline, read their horoscopes, break open their fortune cookies, listen to the stock market forecasters, and tune into the Weather Channel. To be prepared for the unknown and unexpected, we take out health insurance, house insurance, medical insurance, business insurance, car insurance, and funeral insurance. Sadly, no matter how much time, how much worry, and cash we invest in our preparations, surprises and shocks scare us as they jump out of seemingly safe and secure situations. We go for our routine physical and the doctor destroys our plans when he seriously says, "The biopsy results are positive and terminal." An individual talking on his cell phone forgets to keep track of his vehicle and lets it glide over the center line. Our perfect plans just became pitifully pathetic. Today, we're talking about Judgment Day. It's not unusual for preachers to do so. Every time a war breaks out, every time a terrorist attack is successful, every time a disease decimates the population, every time a natural disaster devastates a neighborhood, ministers put aside their preaching plans and speak about the last times. Nobody has to tell them that an afraid audience is an attentive audience. Preachers know, at such times, their words will not fall upon deaf ears. Fear of an unknown tomorrow has always sent people scurrying for information, searching for inspiration, and accepting anyone who claims to have figured out the secret formula which will predict when the last time will come. People want to know, when is it going to happen? Today, tomorrow, during my lifetime, should I worry? Can I relax? Folks, can I tell you, for 20 centuries, searching souls have been seeking a satisfactory answer to these questions. For 20 centuries, people have surveyed the scene, seen nasty stuff, and surmised that the Savior's Judgment Day return is right around the corner. Goodness, even Jesus' own disciples wanted to know when that last moment would come. Mark records their question in the 13th chapter of his gospel. "Tell us," the disciples demand of Jesus, "when will the end come? What will be the sign?" They wanted to know, should we be worried? Can we relax? Maybe you, reading the news, rocked by adversities, are asking these same questions. Do you want answers? Today on the Lutheran Hour, we're talking about Judgment Day, and we're going to give you the answers. We're going to give you the right answers, answers you can trust and believe in. You can believe them because they come from Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, the forgiver of your sins, the Savior of your souls. He can tell you whether you should be worried or if you can relax. Are you ready? I knew you would be. The answer to the question, when will Judgment Day be, is, I don't know. I can almost hear you saying, hey, that's not fair. Maybe you're thinking, what a ripoff. Why, only last week I tuned into another Christian program and he was pretty precise about the end. Perhaps you're even ready to turn the radio dial in frustration because you think you've been had. I wish you wouldn't. Look, I would love to tell you when Judgment Day is going to be. I would love to say it's 4 years, 3 months, 2 days, 6 hours, 15 minutes, and 22 seconds from now. I would look really good and really smart if I could do that. But I can't, nor can anyone else. The bottom line is, nobody knows. Not me or any other radio or TV speaker, not the wisest of Bible scholars. We don't know. We can calculate, we can figure, we can guesstimate. We can try to read the signs, but anybody who says they know when Judgment Day is coming is whistling in the wind. To which you reply, sure, that's your opinion, Reverend. No, it's not my opinion. It comes from Scripture. Speaking of Judgment Day, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Did you get that? Nobody knows, not even the angels. Jesus continued, just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. Jesus concludes, that is how it will be. There you have it. Jesus has said it. Judgment Day is going to come when people don't expect it. There will be warnings, but not a single special warning. On that day when Jesus returns, people will be doing all the normal things people do. And then, bam, Judgment Day. Forget the experts' calculations and the theologians' opinions. Jesus is going to come, how did Peter say it? Like a thief in the night. St. Paul said the same thing. To the church in Thessalonica, he wrote, now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. So, there's the answer to the question. When will Judgment Day come? We don't know. Many people, when they hear and understand that truth, end up saying, well, that takes care of that. Since we can't predict when Judgment Day is coming, we might as well just enjoy this life and eat, drink, and be merry. If you're thinking that, you're missing the whole point of what Jesus was trying to get through to his listeners. He was trying to say, look, I came into this world to save you from your sins. Once you were lost, now you are found. Once you were damned to hell, now, because of me, you are delivered to heaven. If you have faith in me as your saving substitute, you can have peace 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what St. Paul meant when he, speaking to Christians, said, but you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. Today, on the Lutheran Hour, we're talking about Judgment Day. We want you to be ready for that day. We want you to be prepared. The consequences of unpreparedness are too horrible, hurtful, and horrendous to contemplate. In May of 1984, the National Geographic magazine ran a feature article that described the tragic and terrible destruction that wiped out the Roman cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum in the year 79 AD. The magazine could give an accurate description of the events because those communities had been perfectly preserved. When Vesuvius exploded, it sent a tree of debris over a mile high. That debris, mixed with the lava that poured down the southeast slope of the mountain buried those cities, buried them 19 to 65 feet deep. That soft lava cooled and preserved everything in place. Archaeologists found those ancient cities superbly sealed. They found men and women who had died in the marketplace, the rich in their luxurious baths, the slaves at their toil. They died amid volcanic ash and superheated gases. There was a lady from the house of Phobos, a very rich lady, carrying her box of gold, silver, and jewelry, seeking to escape. There were 60 gladiators still chained together, waiting to perform in the amphitheater. Hundreds of slaves, people in their villas drinking white wine in the afternoon. Watchdogs died at their posts, bakeries with their bread on the cooling racks. The saddest bit of news is that the people of these towns didn't have to die. Contemporary scientists have confirmed what ancient Roman witnesses wrote. The eruption of Vesuvius was preceded by weeks of rumblings and shakings. Days before the eruption, the mountain sent up a plume of smoke as a warning, but the people didn't listen, and they died. That, my friends, is a fair description of what will happen when the Savior returns. No, I don't know when it will happen. I do know it's coming. It may come for the world. It may come for you personally. I want you to be ready. More importantly, the Lord wants you to be ready. Will you be ready? A few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to speak at the 150th anniversary of Zion Lutheran Church in Hillsboro, Missouri. Before the service began, I took the time to wander through the old church cemetery that was part of the grounds. There I saw a small, weather-worn marker. It was a child that lived just one day and then died. There were other markers there. Some were big, and the words were carved deep into the stone. Others were small, with messages almost unreadable. Rich or poor, young or old, there was one thing they all shared: Judgment Day had come for each. 150 years ago, a group of Christians had come together to found that church. Now all of them are gone. Judgment Day had come for each. But for them, it was not a sad occasion. It was not a moment to be feared. They had been washed of their sins in the blood of God's Son, who had come to save them. They knew that when they took their last breath in this life, Jesus, their dear friend, would take them and lead them safely through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus would bring them to the heavenly home that he had prepared for them long ago. They knew that all who believe on Jesus as Savior have eternal life. They knew that truth. Their families knew it too. That's why when the survivors had those memorial stones prepared, they inscribed words of hope. Like the first Christians who were buried in the catacombs on those Hillsboro stones, you will find words of life, not death, hope, not helplessness, salvation, not sorrow. They had stood firm until the end. Will you not hear the Holy Spirit's call? Your time is coming today, tomorrow, a month from now, a year, a decade. I can't tell you when, but I know that it's coming. You need to be ready. That's what Jesus said to his disciples when they asked him about Judgment Day. He didn't tell them when it was coming. He just said, "He who stands firm till the end will be saved." To stand firm in Jesus, to stand firm in him who has lived and suffered and bled and died to save you, is what the Lord offers today. Now, I know, yes, I know, that you are probably going to say, "I'm okay, I might listen down the road, maybe in a few years' time." Please, please, don't do that. Years ago, I rode the Chicago Transit Authority bus in Chicago. The bus was filled with weary office workers and worn-out shoppers. At one stop, two men and a woman climbed in. The driver, who had seen this trio before, called to his passengers, "Everybody watch your valuables. There are pickpockets on board." You should have seen the reaction. Women immediately clutched their purses. Men instantaneously put their hands on their wallets, all eyes fixed on the trio who, looking insulted, got off the bus. Today, I'm that bus driver. I'm calling out, "Sin, death, devil are trying to rob you of the life that Jesus has won for you." I'm shouting, "There are pickpockets after your soul. React." I can say with reasonable confidence that there are those people who are listening to my voice today who will never again hear another sermon, will never see another Sunday. There are hearers unknown to me who will never again have another chance. This is the day to be prepared for judgment. Be ready, stand firm until the end, and then you will be saved. No matter whether you have warning or not, you will be ready. You will not be afraid. If you need to know more about Jesus Christ, if you are ready by the Spirit's power to react, then call us at the number that we will give you before the end of this broadcast. And to you who know Jesus as Savior, be at peace. In this world, when you see people like the citizenry of Pompeii running this way and that to escape impending disaster, give thanks that you have seen Jesus in his cradle, that you have seen him upon his cross. You have stood before his empty tomb, and with faith in the risen Lord, are now empowered to approach tomorrow and judgment differently than the unbelieving world. You, by the Spirit's strength, will be saved as you endure until the end. Don't let Satan's temptations and sin's pressures turn you aside. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God, which is yours in Christ Jesus. In Jesus, you can stand firm. Today, we're speaking about Judgment Day. We have talked about the people who were caught during the destruction of Vesuvius. Some died in cellars where they fled for security. Others were found in upper rooms where they climbed for safety. Let me tell you about one more person who died that day. Let me tell you about the Roman sentinel. He was found standing at the city gate. He was found standing in the spot where he had been placed by his captain. He stood there, unmoving, while the earth shook under his feet. He stood there confidently when the panicked populace surged around him. He stood there when the flood of ashes covered him. He was ready. He was a Roman soldier. He died still holding his weapon. There, more than 1,000 years later, he was found still at his post. That, my saved friends, is your example. You are Christians. Christ has prepared you for the unknown hour. Armed with faith in Jesus, you are ready. Stand at your post with confidence. Give this world a witness. Let everyone know he who stands firm until the end shall be saved. Amen.